This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, April 21st, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Walmart is now a mainstay in small-town America, but at what cost to local economies? Economist Russ Sobel is co-author of an article in the new issue of Regulation Magazine examining the impact of Walmart stores on local businesses as Walmart buried mom and pop. It makes a certain intuitive sense that Walmart coming into a small town would put small, locally owned businesses out of business. Walmart is renowned for its ability to manage supply chains in a way that mom and pop couldn't possibly compete. What has your research found?
Well, I tell you what we focused on our research, we're trying to overcome some of the problems with the previous studies. One of the biggest ones that we were really trying to overcome, and let me try to put it in a real hometown kind of example for you, is that here in Morgantown, West Virginia, when Walmart came to town, there was quite a lot, quite a few businesses in our downtown who ended up going out of business as a result. The previous studies can count up the number of those, but what they failed to take into account is now, after the passage of 5 years, every one of those storefronts is full again. It's just with different kinds of new small businesses. So, for example, we used to have a clothing store down there that's now turned into a fancy restaurant. We had another that sold toiletries and stuff that's turned into an antique store. So one of the biggest problems with the previous studies is that they only count up the failures. And what they failed to take into account is this process that economists call creative destruction, which is the idea that through time, that these things get replaced. And so the fundamental question that we wanted to do was to look at real data, not just counts up of number of people who go out of business, but real data on the size of the small mom and pop sector in every state of the country and through time, to ask the simple question of, is there evidence that the total number of small mom and pop businesses in our economy is affected by the presence of Walmart once you take all those effects into account? And the results from our study pretty clearly point to exactly what's happened in Morgantown, which is that in net there's no effect on the total number of small mom and pop businesses around whether we have Walmart or not Walmart. And now it may affect the composition of them, because we certainly know that certain types of small mom and pop businesses who are in product lines that directly compete with Walmart, that some of those are going to go out of business. But what happens is it opens the opportunity for other entrepreneurs to open stores in different, in those same storefronts in different kinds of industries.
When people defend Walmart coming into small towns, they usually point to some dollar savings that can be applied to individual families by virtue of the fact that a Walmart is in their area. Does your research support that conclusion?
We don't directly try to measure those. What we're mostly interested in is the simple question of, if you have, say, a state, if you look across the states, there are some states, we show like the top five versus bottom five of states that have Walmarts everywhere versus ones that have, like some states have passed laws that restrict Walmarts. But see, we can find no effect of the number of Walmarts on the quantity of mom and pop businesses. So ours is really just trying to estimate the to test the question of, does the presence of Walmart affect the robustness or size of the small mom-and-pop sector of the economy? Now, with regard to your question, I would like to point out one thing that I think that people tend to fail to recognize, and that is that Walmart doesn't put anybody out of business. It's consumers that put stores out of business. And the reason that some stores fail after Walmart comes to town is because consumers choose to go shop at Walmart instead of choosing to keep shopping at the places that they were shopping at before. And the reason that they do that is because they can save a lot of money, or the convenience, or the product lines that are offered. But it's not Walmart putting anybody out of business. It's consumers selecting to shop at Walmart over those stores because consumers view it as in their better interest to save the money and things like that. So there's no question that there are huge benefits to consumers. In fact, there are some national level studies that show that these cost savings that consumers get from Walmart are so large that it results in an actual natural bias in the National Consumer Price Index because we don't take it into account. You know, there's no question there's huge savings to the average consumer. But in terms of what our study is getting at, you know, is primarily the question of, does Walmart really lessen the size of the small mom-and-pop entrepreneurial sector in the United States? And the answer from our research appears to be an unequivocal no, that it has no effect.
What about bankruptcies?
Well, clearly, that's, again, you can count those up, but unless you're taking out and then adding back in the startups that happen in those same storefronts, you get an answer that has no meaning. One of the things that we had when, you know, this is a paper that we sent and is accepted at a refereed journal of economics, and then plus we did the spinoff for the magazine. But one of the things that we addressed as to one of the referees' comments that we haven't talked about yet is that there appears to be some arguments that, well, okay, that's fine. These new businesses, you know, that replace them, that might happen, but for somehow they're less quality or they don't provide as much opportunities or income for the mom and pops. And so we actually added a section to our academic paper that actually looks at both revenue per small mom and pop establishment and profit per small mom and pop establishment to see whether we can tease out any effect of that. And again, we can find no effect of Walmart on the average profit rate or average revenue of the average small mom and pop store in America. You know, again, we're not claiming that some don't go out of business. Some do. It's just that once you account for the net ones that replace them, there seems to be, you know, no overall harmful effect of Walmart on the overall health, prosperity, or size of the mom and pop entrepreneurial sector in the United States.
Russ Sobel is a professor of economics at West Virginia University and co-author of the Regulation Magazine article, Has Walmart Buried Mom and Pop? It's available for download and subscription at cato.org.